Blog Talk Radio.
Cynthia and Satawi Jahi.
All right.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for make us a part of you know, your show, and you being a part of our platform. And I'm going to let my wife go ahead and share you know, things that she wants to share, as the two of y'all, you've been, you know, coming on her show, Jasari's Love Show. And so, you know, we're really more than happy to be here to support you as you venture into this endeavor. So, Cynthia, take it away.
A dream. It's so important to have a dream. I thank you so much, Ruth, for welcoming Satomi and I to the show today to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. And in my, I guess, passion of Movements Unlimited, I work with children. And I've had the experience of working with black children and white children and Latino children and children from different cultures in the United States, between Maryland, Rocky Mount, and just basically, yeah, those two states in particular. And the one thing that I noticed in working with children is that they are not color conscious. They just love to enjoy each other's company and do things together and try to help each other and work together. And they, too, have dreams, and they just want to, you know, they want to be able to express usually the best. Usually it's something good that they want to do. And when I read back when Dr. Martin Luther King was just 5 years old, having to have the experience of he playing with a little white boy at the time and had been playing with him for a while, and being told by that child's parents that you can't come around anymore. And he didn't know why. Why can't I come around? And being told because we're white and you're colored. And how that affected him for the rest of his life and made him want to make change. And usually that's what happens in our lives. There's something that either there's a catalyst, there's something that happens, it sparks a fire inside of us to want to make the kind of change that Dr. Martin Luther King worked so hard to do. And then for the rest of us, there are all sorts of things. I remember one time being denied being able to participate in a dance project. And actually it did the opposite effect. It reignited a fire in me to continue to dance, to push forward. And then from there I developed, you know, a really big dance group in Baltimore City. So a lot of time adversity can really spark your dream and push you forward. So for those people out there who feel as though you've been held back or something's been in the way or your feelings were hurt, allow that hurt and that pain to push you forward. And I know we may have some young listeners on the phone. Allow that someone ignored you today. You raised your hand and nobody called on you. You are somebody. Go forward and still continue to do the positive things that you have to do. And, you know, I just want to encourage people that there's always going to be adversity. There's always going to be adversity. But use that adversity to push forward.
Right. Cynthia, thank you for sharing that with us. You know, you said so much. And when you reflected back on what happened to the child that was told they can't play, you know, that I like to convey stories, and it just brought back a story for me of when I was raising my daughters. I was a single parent raising my daughters and living in the home that I grew up in. And we lived in a predominantly inner city. We lived in the black neighborhood here in Dallas. I'm trying to talk the way I speak. So that's inner city, Fair Park, downtown Dallas, 10 minutes from downtown, the heart of the city. But what was a predominant black neighborhood was becoming gentrified. So we had young urban professionals or yuppies moving in, and we also had different ethnicities moving in. So a Hispanic family moved across the street from me, and they lived in Miss Stella's house, and that's how we did it. You know, in the community, you knew when we grew up, we knew where everybody lived. I knew that the Hawthorns lived across the street from me. The Websters lived next door to the Hawthorn, and next to the other side of the Hawthorns lived Miss Stella. Well, when this Hispanic family moved in, my daughter, they had a young daughter the same age as my daughter, Allison. And Allison would play with this little girl every day after school. One day, one of my friends and I were just sitting up and came to visit me. Her name happened to be Ruth as well. And we were sitting there on the porch. Her kids came over to play, and then the they were playing with Allison and the Hispanic child. Then Allison took them across the street to play with the little girl. And my friend Ruth had a fit, had a hissy fit. And she said, then why are you letting your daughter play with these with these people? You don't know them. I said to her, that's not the kind of people, the family we are. We don't teach hate to children. We don't teach isolation to our kids. Our kids don't know all this segregation and hate. I took that as a teaching moment, and I was mighty proud of myself. But when you said that, it just brought that story back up to me, or that occurrence where we can't not allow ourselves to continue on things that was put on us, right?
Exactly. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. Definitely a teaching moment. It was your responsibility. It was an opportunity for you to do the right thing, and you did that.
And that really hurt me about my friend, but I think I taught her something more. I stood mm-hmm. up to her, and I said, no, you don't know. And I really saw her as being, having been damaged so much by society that she could reach out to me as a friend, but she was not willing to reach out to her neighbors. And that's what's going on now in the world. We're not reaching out. We don't even know who our neighbors are most of the time living in communities. So Martin Luther King advocated that all men, would one day grow up and be judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. And that was my I call that my MLK moment.
All right.
So, that's how he impacted my life. I wasn't the community changing was just that was change. We got to move forward. We moved forward. I was a community organizer at the time, so it was I felt that I was privileged and honored to serve the community and get to know people. So now that I'm not living there, what have I done? I've reached out in the online community, and I met you all. So I'm still, to this day, living my dream, and will always be living my dream. And Baba Jahi, what are some of your reflections on this day, it being the actual day that Martin Luther King was born? Monday will be the day that the federal government recognizes his birthday, but we're actually live on this show today on January 15th, honoring his day, his birth.
Yeah. Martin Luther King, to me, is very significant and important. And, people need to make sure that they go and read all of his materials. One of the last pieces that he wrote was a book called Where Do We Go From Here, Chaos or Community, in which he sort of sensed the direction of which things were moving. And I suggest people read that so that they don't stick Dr. Martin Luther King in 1963 with the I Have a Dream speech and suspend an animation and leave him there. That was an important speech because when he came to deal with that speech about having a dream, he said basically people came to the Washington, D.C. to cash a check, and the check bounced. What he was talking about was that our society was bankrupt and that, and they came, and remember, at that time there was people that came because there was a cry for jobs and there was, basically decent living. And that takes me to a point of understanding the greatest gift that we all have. And Dr. King, really shared that. And one of the things I want people to think about today is that the greatest gift that we have is the gift of life. Life is the greatest game. Life is a game. It's spiritual, mysterious, fun-filled, and precious. But it's still a game that you have, that that we all have with a hope of winning. But in order to win, you must know the rules. Unfortunately, most people have been relegated to the sidelines as idle spectators in the greatest game of all, which is the game of life. So what I get from that, and as Dr. King encouraged people, was to participate in life. Why be relegated to the sidelines? That we all are important, that we all have something to contribute. But too often people, are relegated to the sidelines of life feeling that, that they're nothing and a nobody. and mm-hmm. that, you know, nobody hears them, nobody cares about them. It doesn't matter what I do. It does matter what you do. And so, it, you know, whatever we do, we need to see it as part of this whole divine appreciation for life, which is the greatest gift, but also one of the greatest games, and we don't want to be a spectator in our own life.
Exactly. I like what you said. It matters what you do. You know, it also matters what you don't do. What if Martin Luther King had not stood up, you know, become the drum major for justice that he was? You know, he has encouraged a movement. He has encouraged people all over the world to just do what you said, to do something. And so on Monday, and as well as today, how we celebrate the Martin Luther King's birthday is by being in service. And I know that you and Cynthia are going to be doing something today. And can you share with us how you all celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday by helping others?
Well, today I'll be going over to the Senior Center over here in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And they're having a program for the special needs community, and I'm going to be facilitating that program. It will not be a performance. We will do a unity circle, and within that circle, we will share the stories of Dr. Martin Luther King. We will allow the participants to express what they feel about his dream, what he feel about what they know about the work that he's done, and what they feel about that. And then Baba will, of course, give them a little bit more information on those things like he just mentioned that are usually not talked about mm-hmm. when we do talk about Dr. Martin Luther King. But more than anything, it is a part of our continuous work that we do 365 days a year in just sharing with people the right to self-determination mm-hmm. and how important it is that we all have that, and how important it is not to just speak umoja or unity, but to actually live in unity in umoja. And one key aspect of that is, you know, is actually working together and doing business with each other, which this is, you know, home-based business 101. And it's all fine and good that we as African Americans have always bought things from other folks, but it would be very nice and very kind and very decent for them to do the same thing as far as doing business with us on a regular basis, you know, just as a normal way of doing business.
Exactly. Well, I want to thank you for being the shining examples that you all are. As I said when I introduced you, you walk your talk, and that's the, you know, I so appreciate the integrity and the examples that you all are giving to everybody on this call, in your life, in your community, and here in the online community, and through Movements Unlimited. And just as a segue, I want to now have a station break so we can identify who the show is being brought to you brought to you by. So, Baba Jahi, I want to please let you do a station break for me now.
Sure. Again, people, you're listening to Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Home-Based Business 101 is the Movements Unlimited business outreach show, which we use to help raise money for our 501c3 nonprofit, Movements Unlimited, and also to share positive information with people about ways that they can work for themselves. One of the projects that we're currently raising money for is a project in which we're looking to take youth between the ages of 18 to 24 years old and teach them a new way to make money through multi-level marketing. And we're not just going to be doing that with one particular MLM company. So it's not just one venue, but being able to show youth that, one, again, the principle of umoja, unity, that we can come together, work together, and that some of us are doing pretty good in this industry, and we want to teach that industry to our youth. So you will be getting more information through some of our broadcasters about that particular program as we seek funding for that program And that's what we're currently doing. Back to you, Ruth.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, Bob, listeners, we're almost at the end of our show, but I want to encourage you to come back each week and learn from us as we the purpose of the MLM View is to educate and empower you to be all you can be in your life and in your business. And on this day again, where our show is dedicated to the life of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.
You have a website, Ruth. Would you give the listening audience your website? I know we have it in the show description, but for those that are tuning in or those that might catch this in the archive, what's your website that they can go to find more about the MLM View?
They can go to www.themlmview.com. Let me repeat that, www.themlmview.com. That's themlmview.com. On that site, I'll have resources and links back to this show. I'll have a lot of free content for you to use in building your business and to help and empower you in your life. And in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King, again, I will have a lot of free audios that you can go and listen, where you can go and listen to the speeches and some of the content that I found online. So there's a resource page there. So go there and get all the information, and it's free. So as I said, come back again on our show. But I want to close right now just to take a little moment to honor the man that I so much and we so much love. So I'm just going to read something here that I have. The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. is usually remembered for his heroic leadership of the civil rights movement. He led the successful Montgomery bus boycott, delivered the "I Have a Dream" speech at a time when such words were still controversial, and ultimately gave his own life to the cause of equality. But Dr. King was much more than a civil rights champion. He was a man who lived his entire life in service to others, speaking out against poverty, economic injustice, and violence. Wherever he saw suffering, he did what he could to help, no matter who it was that needed him or why they were in pain. Through his leadership, he showed us what we can accomplish when we stand together. Each January, we remember Dr. King on his own holiday. And one of the best ways to preserve his legacy is to engage in service ourselves. As Dr. King told us, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are we doing for others? So that's why today, January 15th, through Monday, January 17th, we're asking people to go and volunteer and do something for someone else. Participate in projects that's going on all across the country in your community in Dr. Martin Luther King's honor. So there'll be food drives, there'll be neighborhood cleanups, there'll be education products, blood drives, and more. Just be of service. And with that, I'm going to ask my guest if you have any closing words.
Yeah, I'd like to, as we close out, as you're saying, that's so important what you just shared. And, it takes me to the whole point of one of the things that Dr. King also emphasized was the ethics of sharing, that is, of creating and sharing good together. It requires a commitment in principle and practice to share status of equal worth and rights, share knowledge for a good life and a decent living, shared space of a neighborhood, country, and environment, shared wealth of the country and world, shared power of people over their destiny and daily lives, and shared interest in the rights, well-being, health, and wholeness of persons, families, communities, humanity as a whole in an environment, and shared responsibility for building the good world we all want and deserve to live in. And so, you know, as we just you were saying so much, it's important that people participate in the ethics of the ethics of sharing as we celebrate Dr. King's birthday. Do you have anything that you want to close out with, Cynthia, before we wrap up?
No, I think you all have said it all.
Well, I want to thank you all for being our guest, because this is not my show. This is our show. It's the listener show. We want everybody to feel free to call in, participate, log into the chat room and ask questions. But most of all, come back next week when we're going to be sharing more information with you that will help you empower your life through 2011 and beyond. And now this is Ruth Bradford with of the MLM View, and Cynthia and Satawi Jahi of Home-Based Business 101 signing off with the theme song, It's Your Time.
All right. Hey, until next time, people, hey, we thank you for tuning in, and we thank Ruth for her debut here on Home-Based Business 101. And as she said, yeah, it's time for that theme song. It's my time, your time, our time. Hey, people, always, every day in your life, make it your time. God bless you.
Wake up. We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.